4 HCAT. Hope.
KF4NXY, David.
Good morning, David. How's your morning so far?
Being inside and staying dry and listening to the rain hit the tin roof.
Good plan today.
Yeah. I think I'm about caught up on my doctor visits. I was telling somebody the other day, anymore is going and seeing doctors.
Well, it tends to be that way when we age, doesn't it? I know I've had to go a lot more in the last little while than I normally do.
Yeah, since I crossed the age of 60, I've seen more doctors than the previous 60 years. Warranties expired on everything.
It does, and I'm sorry you're having to go to the doctor so much, but I'm glad you're still here with us to go.
Lady at church told me one Sunday when I asked her how she was doing, she said, "Well, I'm looking down at the flowers instead of up at the roots." So that's the way you need to look at it.
There's always a positive spin on just about anything if we just look for it.
Definitely. I'm sitting here drinking coffee and in a nice warm house, and you know, like I told the wife, the good Lord ain't never left us sleeping up under a bridge, so you know, we're doing good.
That's for sure. Getting out and earning a living and being able to do it, that's a good thing.
It definitely is, and now, you know, we're both retired. We got a few little health issues, but all in all, we're doing pretty good.
We definitely got it a lot better than most and or some, and don't realize it.
Yeah, there's some old saying, something about I complained I had no shoes to saw a man that had no feet. So, you know, there's a lot to be thankful for.
Were you up this morning when the other guys were on their way to work?
No, I didn't hear them. Didn't hear nobody on the repeater, so I jumped over to 75 meters and listened to some of those guys.
On 75 meters that early in the morning?
Two or three groups. Some of them get on 3915 and talk a good while, and then some a little bit further on down the band. But there's a pretty steady group of them on 3915 up till 6:30, 7:30 in the morning, and they get started about 3 o'clock in the morning.
They can have that 3 o'clock in the morning. I want to see the back of my eyelids.
You too. I seldom get up that early and come in here and listen to them. Sometimes I'm up at 4 or 4:30, and, you know, there's nothing on the repeaters, so I'll jump over there and listen to them a while.
I have to check that out. On Thursday mornings, I'm usually leaving the house about 4:30, and there isn't much going on the repeater.
Yeah. Usually with the repeater, I'll hear, you know, stuff getting started about 5:15, 5:30.
Usually when we make it into the repeaters, right around 5:30, Monday through Wednesday for me, and then Thursday I leave the house at 4:30. I got an early stop on Thursday. So, and there's usually, every now and then Dave will come back to me when he's up and had his cup of coffee. But lately I hadn't heard anybody on there that time of morning.
You just never know. Well, Marie just got up, so I'm going to see how she's doing this morning. Be careful out there, and I'll talk at you later.
me. Good to talk to you this morning. And always a pleasure. KO4 HGX, and I'll be clear. 73.
6CLX.
Mike, KO4 HGX.
Beautiful morning. I don't know. We should get used to this rain and just call it sunshine.
Liquid sunshine?
Over in Seattle, you know, the joke is they can tell it's summer versus winter when the rain gets warmer.
Up here where I live, it rains about like it does in Seattle. It's crazy how much rain we get up here. It is that. I've just learned not to pay it much attention. I've been dealing with it all my life and just going about my business.
It just came up to my attention again how clean our water is. I bought a water filter for the office, just one of these zero filter things you pour water in, because I can't take the taste of that water over there. And it came with a total dissolved solids meter. And sure enough, Greenville water is four times cleaner than Spartanburg water.
So that I tend to drink water bottled water when I'm out, so I don't ever drink any of the city water down there or anything.
Good over there, but it's just got a flavor to it. But it's pretty cool. They have a map, and you go on that map, and all the states around us all have medium quality water, but South Carolina sticks out on its own. That some high quality H2O, as the water boy would say.
Right out of the ground, so up here we've got some of the best water in the country.
It's beautiful. Drink it along with the deers and the bears.
I never thought nothing about drinking the water right out of the creeks around here. Got kicked out of the house of a morning and wasn't allowed back in till dark. You find where you can get whatever out of the hose, creek, whatever you can get.
Yeah, I remember some of the best tasting water ever was on those hot summer days right out the garden hose.
And all.
One bit.
What I wouldn't give to be living those days again, though.
6CLX for the timer there. Yeah, going to work here. It's rainy, but everyone's running a fair speed. Pretty relaxed.
I'm going to meet my son for breakfast, and then I've got to make my way to the other side of Charlotte. Joy for me.
I didn't know you were old enough to have a son out on his own.
I'll be 24 this October.
That would make you at least 30.
Mate.
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting a hat. I've seen them online now. It says, strange, all these old people are my age.
We're definitely getting older every day, and I feel it too.
Got a long way to go, man. I'm 11 years older than you. I'll be 60 in November. Now, growing up, I thought 60 was ancient, and I'd be sitting back, flying my car, not having to work. Well, shoot, none of that came true.
Disappointing. We've been hearing about flying cars all of our life, and they still ain't here.
It was pretty funny. My wife sent me something off of Facebook. It said, look at all the things that have come true. And it was six scenes from the Jetsons. There was the guy talking to his boss on the TV. He said, look, Zoom. Had the wife talking to the husband on the TV. Look, FaceTime. I don't know. There were several others. It was pretty funny.
It's amazing what has and hasn't come true out of that. I know growing up, I always heard about the flying car, the flying car. And here we are, we're still rolling around on rubber.
It's dangerous enough rolling around on rubber. I wouldn't want to be up in a flying car with these other people. I almost said something disparaging.
After that. But hey, my son has just arrived, so I'm going to say 7-3. Mike, you have a safe trip on into work this morning and safe trip home. And look forward to talking to you again. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
All right, Patrick, have a good breakfast. Order something good for me that I can't eat on my diet that I'm on. And talk to you later. N6CLX, I'm monitoring.